You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Amazon's Jeff Bezos is headed to outer space, but he's not the first billionaire lately who's shot himself into the atmosphere. British businessman Richard Branson and his company Virgin Galactic made history earlier this month when Branson and five others boarded a plane and flew right over Earth's atmosphere, making it the first private company to put a person in space.
Three, two, one, release.
Fire.
Billionaire businessmen have invested tons of money to make space travel a reality, but that reality will carry a hefty price tag. We're being joined today by Paola Rosa Aquino, a reporter with New York Magazine. She's been following the latest advancements in space tourism and can help us break down just how much it'll cost you and me to board the next flight to space. Paola, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
In your article, you call this the billionaire space race. How do these recent advancements in space exploration compare to those of the 1960s?
Right. Well, the 1960s space race was very much American and Soviet space agencies fighting it out, trying to see who could get to space fastest. But it was more of a patriotic enterprise, and it led to a lot of like advent in technology that we even like use today. Whereas a lot of people are seeing this more new space race is kind of more of an ego-driven venture.
So set up the scene here. So who are the key players in this race?
The key players are Jeff Bezos with Blue Origin, Richard Branson with Virgin Galactic, and Elon Musk with SpaceX.
So when are they heading out to space and who's coming with them?
Well, Bezos is planning on heading out to space on July 20th. He'll be joined by his brother and joined by two other people. One of them is Wally Funk, who is a retired former pilot and was part of the Mercury Women, who in the 60s were recruited by NASA to like be able to show that women have the good stuff to be an astronaut.
So someone on this flight will know what they're doing.
Yeah, she's got the know-how.
I've been flying forever. And I have 19,600 flying hours. I have taught over 3,000 people to fly, private, commercial, instrument, flight engineer, airline transport, gliding, everything that the FAA has, I've got the license for.
And so she's 82, and she'll be joined by the youngest person to go into space, who's an 18-year-old, son of a wealthy businessman.
Okay, so you have Branson, who's already gone into space, then you're going to have Jeff Bezos, and then Elon Musk, the founder of SpaceX and Tesla, is also planning a civilian space flight of his own, right? How is this different, and who's going?
Yeah, like you said, Branson beat Bezos to the punch like by 9 days. And then Musk is hoping to head to space later this year for the Inspiration 4 mission. It's billed as the first all-civilian mission, and actually these were people that like applied for positions on the crew. One of the passengers is a cancer survivor.
So these people aren't necessarily paying a gazillion dollars, but they've applied and, you know, for various reasons have been chosen. Would this be the first time a non-astronaut civilian headed to space?
It's actually not. In the 80s, Challenger, one of its main missions was to send civilians to space. And unfortunately, that ended in tragedy. So that's where the Russian Space Agency kind of stepped up once NASA largely forbade the practice of sending civilians to space. Russia's space agency began offering people with the means, i.e. like billionaires, to pay tickets to go to space.
How much does it cost now for a civilian to go to space?
Yeah, that's a good question. The simple answer is it's astronomical, right? The different players have different prices right now. The most reasonable is, I'd say, Virgin Galactic. And I think they're in the range of 250,000 right now.
Hmm.
Jeff Bezos hasn't like given official prices for his Blue Origin flight. But if we could go by what people have paid thus far for this first flight, someone paid 28 million.
So I get sort of why it's so expensive, you know, like these are really expensive ventures, obviously. But is this like a for-profit thing? Are they going to, you know, is Jeff Bezos going to break even if he charges that much?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think going to space is really expensive. There's a lot of resources that are needed. They're definitely hoping to make some money. And I know that they're hoping that at some point, you know, just as like air travel became a bit more reasonable, the price will go down. But it's still, for the foreseeable future, it'll still be quite a hefty price tag and a little inaccessible for most people.
So what has been some of the criticisms of these billionaires have faced from their hefty investments into space travel or for going to space in the first place?
Yeah, I think people are saying that they should really just put their space palaces away and dedicate their resources to the problems at home. You know, the planet right now is going through rolling crisis with the pandemic, climate change, so many other things.
Right. Climate change is happening here. Maybe don't light up a bunch of fossil fuel to go to space for no reason.
Exactly.
So does this mean that you and I, or not me, because I definitely wouldn't do this, but like regular people, are they going to soon be heading out to space?
Yeah, it's a complicated question. The more realistic answer is that as we're approaching this era, there's going to be a series of like raffles and reality TV shows for people within our budget. That'll be our best bet to going into space. For the foreseeable future, it'll be a little inaccessible for most people on Earth.
Thank you so much for joining us, Paola.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to Recode Daily. My name is Ronnie Mola. This episode was produced by Alan Rodriguez Espinoza and engineered by Paul Muncy. We're always looking for new story ideas, and we'd love to hear from you. Email us at recodedaily@recode.net.